Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 31st verse. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 32nd verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنكحوا الأيامى منكم والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله من فضله والله واسع عليم.
And marry the unmarried among you, and the righteous among your male slaves and female slaves. If they should be poor, Allah will enrich them from His bounty, and Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
Dear listeners, in the previous episodes, we tried to fully discuss the different aspects of the issues mentioned in the 31st verse, which was rather long. We understood, we concluded, that from these different ordinances mentioned, it can be understood that every kind of tempting factor is forbidden for men and women. At the end of the verse, Quran implied that women should not walk in a manner that the sound of their anklet is heard. And this shows that Islam is so exact in these issues concerning common chastity that even such a small thing is not allowed. This is what we understood from the previous verse. So, Islamic society must be free from such matters that lead people, girls and boys, to centers of corruption and wickedness. But in this verse, Quran tries to provide us with a kind of solution to save the society. وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. Marry those among you who are single and the righteous among your servants, male or female. So, marriage is venerated. Marriage is a very ennobled issue, and it is emphasized in Islam. Islamic society is responsible for marrying off those who are celibate. Parents who do not marry their offspring are partner in their sins. In their sins, and what happens because of their sins? That their issues commit, actually. So, from the beginning of Surah up to here, various calculated ways and methods have been brought up for preventing these sexual corruptions and defilements. The ways, each of which are playing an influential role in preventing or struggling against those corruptions and defilements. And in this verse, one of the most important ways of struggling against wickedness that is simple, easy, sincere, and friendly, actually, marriage is mentioned. Because it is obvious that in order to wipe out the issue of sin, the approach of satisfying and gratifying the instinct is applied. In other words, no kind of negative struggling is successful without a positive struggling. So Quran says, after negating these kinds of corruptions, أَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, marry those who are single.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, the verse says, أَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, marry those among you who are single, وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ, and the righteous among your male and female servants. What is the meaning of ayama that the Holy Quran says, أَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ? The Arabic word ayama is the plural form of ayim, which originally means a woman who has no husband. Then it has been applied to a kind of man who has no wife as well. So the totality of all unmarried men and women, whether they are virgin or widowed, are included in this verse. Although marriage is an optional affair, although marriage depends on the will of the two parties, the general idea that is derived from the word أَنْكِحُ means that Quran is asking us to prepare the preliminaries of marriage by giving financial aids if necessary, by finding a proper spouse, by encouraging others to get married, by mediating, by solving problems between the two kinds of youngsters that they want to marry each other. And this is what the Holy Quran is highly recommends us. أَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, marry those among you who are single, وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ, those who are righteous among your male and female servants. And this cannot be settled without intercession of the others. That's why the Holy Quran asks others to mediate, to actually meddle in this kind of aspect of life, to ask the others, to encourage others, to prepare the preliminaries for marriage. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.